First Line Report, News and Analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Good morning. Oil and the link to Israel. That in 1 minute.
Give your code to Contact.
And that's not all. Give Contact your hay fever allergy, too. You heard right. Contact. Number one for cold, sure. But hear this. Contact's Tiny Time pills contain the hay fever allergy ingredient doctors prescribe most, up to 12 hours worth. You take Contact tonight. Get relief from sneezing, congestion, and wake up tomorrow with Contact still working. Now, give your allergy the Contact.
Headaches are one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Behind the eyes, under the cheekbones, so your whole face hurts. Well, now there's Sinoff, the sinus medicine that works deep inside sinus cavities. Helps clear and drain congestion in minutes. Sinoff tablets give you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. A sinus drainer helps your pain while you drain. Remember, Sinoff, S-I-N-E-O-F-F, the sinus medicine in a bright red box.
Saudi Arabia produces 8 million barrels of oil every day. It could increase that output, but it wonders why. Its present foreign exchange reserves run over $3 billion. It doesn't need more for its own financial and economic development. However, as one of the world's richest oil exporting countries, Saudi Arabia has been under heavy pressure to increase its oil production to help meet the expanding needs of the oil consuming countries, especially the United States, where there is talk and even evidence of an oil shortage. So far, Saudi Arabia has responded to this pressure in an interesting way. It hasn't said yes and it hasn't said no, but it has begun to articulate a new diplomatic approach. Starting last April, but with increasing frequency and now coming from King Faisal himself, there have been warnings that if the United States does not change its policy towards Israel, adopt what King Faisal calls an even-handed and just policy, then Saudi Arabia might freeze its oil output or increase it so modestly that it would not be able to meet America's anticipated and great needs. There are some officials at the State Department who call this blackmail. The official line here is that the U.S. is not going to change its policy in the Middle East for the sake of oil. Oil is important, obviously, but it is not the controlling factor. Security is. That can be defined in many ways, oil being one of the ways. But there is also the Persian Gulf, Russia, Israel, control of the Mediterranean and the Indian Ocean, collectively one definition of security. King Faisal, who chooses a more restrictive definition, says, "The United States gains nothing from support of Israel. The real interest of the United States in this region is to cooperate with the Arabs. We would like to continue friendly ties with the United States, but," the king adds, "that would be difficult unless American policy towards Israel changes." This was the warning that oil minister Ahmed Zaki Yamani brought to Washington last April. At that time, the U.S. stated publicly that it wants an equitable settlement of the Middle East dispute, but that there would be no change in U.S. policy towards Israel. Almost coincidentally with this Saudi Arabian warning and the American response came the start of a so far inconclusive negotiation between these two countries on the possible sale of American Phantom jet fighter planes to Saudi Arabia. The U.S. hopes this sale goes through. It would obviously help the U.S. balance of payments. It would deepen the American involvement in Saudi Arabian security. It would show even-handedness, and it might keep the oil flowing. But it's all up in the air. The U.S. refuses to get stampeded into a change in policy by warnings about oil. Although the flow of Middle East oil is, at the moment, essential to the United States, it may not always be essential if new oil reserves are opened up elsewhere and new methods of energy are devised and perfected. None of this is out of the question, and most of it is under very serious investigation. The key thing is that Saudi Arabia is forging a link between oil and Israel, hoping governmental concern and popular pressure together will force a change in Mideast policy. So far, that tactic has not worked. Now this message.
It's a cold and tired day, and drinking is the only way he knows to make it warm. So he goes into a bar into his car and drives. He quickens the pace and tells himself lies. And he never sees the face, never sees the face, never sees the face with the terror in the eyes. A man in time or a baby, a child in time or a baby. Is it one or two or maybe even three? Even you, even me. Get the problem drinker off the road, for his sake and yours. Write to Drunk Driver, Box 1969, Washington, D.C. We'll tell you how you can help.
A public service message brought to you on behalf of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
First Line Report. Have a good weekend. I am Marvin Kalb, CBS News.